Welcome to episode 61 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user ready to dive deep into the heart of migration strategies in Snowflake. This episode is tailored to help you ace your SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam by providing a comprehensive understanding of migration strategies in Snowflake. So grab your notes because we are about to explore every nook and cranny of this topic. Let's start with the basics. Migration to Snowflake involves moving data, databases, applications, and workloads from on-premises data centers or other cloud platforms to Snowflake's cloud data platform. This process is pivotal for business seeking to leverage Snowflake's powerful analytics and data sharing capabilities. However, the migration process can be daunting without a proper plan in place. Hence, understanding the various strategies and best practices for migration is crucial. First up, we delve into the preliminary assessments necessary for a successful migration. Before even thinking about moving your data, it's essential to conduct a thorough analysis of your existing data landscape. This involves evaluating your current data models, storage requirements, and the compatibility of your data types with Snowflake. Also, understanding the volume of data to be migrated and its impact on performance and cost in Snowflake is paramount. Furthermore, the planning phase involves choosing the right migration method. Snowflake supports several approaches, including lift and shift, replatforming, and refactoring. Lift and shift is the most straightforward, involving the direct movement of data and applications to Snowflake without significant changes. On the contrary, replatforming might require some modifications to your existing applications or data models to optimize them for Snowflake. Lastly, refactoring involves reimagining how your data architecture is structured, which could mean substantial changes, but offers the potential for significant optimization and performance improvements in Snowflake. Moreover, choosing the right tools for migration is another aspect that requires attention. Snowflake offers native tools like Snowpipe for continuous data ingestion and data loading and unloading service for batch data migration. Additionally, third-party ETL, extract, transform, load, tools can also play a significant role in streamlining your migration process. It's crucial to evaluate these options based on your specific needs and the nature of your data. Also, data governance and security are of utmost importance during and after the migration, ensuring that your data is securely transferred and that your security policies are adequately replicated in Snowflake is essential. This includes setting up appropriate roles and access controls, encrypting sensitive data, and implementing data masking or tokenization where necessary. Lastly, testing and validation are key steps in the migration process. Rigorous testing of your data's integrity, performance, and the overall functionality of your application in Snowflake should not be overlooked. This ensures that your migration is successful and that your systems are fully operational and optimized within Snowflake. In conclusion, while the migration to Snowflake presents an incredible opportunity for businesses to harness powerful analytics and data sharing capabilities, it requires careful planning, execution, and continuous optimization. By understanding and applying the strategies discussed in this episode, you're well on your way to a successful migration and acing your SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Stay tuned for more in-depth talks on everything Snowflake. Don't forget to review and subscribe. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, signing off.